So this week, we begin Parshas Vayikra, Seder Vayikra. And maybe sometimes this would have been a challenge for us in terms of finding a connection, but perhaps what we can explore together is the fact that now, in the time that we are right now, in this crazy, you know, lockdown, isolated, and homebound, inward-focused time, it actually is going to have maybe more relevance than ever before. Let's begin with a Gemara that some of you guys are probably familiar with. Gemara Maseches Menachos. I'll put it on the screen here. This is Gemara Menachos Daf Kuf Yud Amin Aleph. Gemara tells us something very interesting. It tells us, based on the Pasuk, Zos Toras. Zos, one second here. Here it is. Zos HaTorah La'ola L'mincha V'lachatas. You see where the little marker is? It's right before the Mishnah here in Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. Zos HaTorah La'ola L'mincha V'lachatas V'la'asham. Kala Osik B'Torah Ki'ilu Hikriv Ola Mincha Chatas V'asham. A person who learns Seder Kodshim, they learn about the Ola, the Mincha, all these karbonos that appear in the Parsha this week in Sefer Vayikra. A person who learns those karbonos, it is as if ki'ilu asukim, it's as if you offered ki'ilu hikriv Ola Mincha Chatas Anasham. It's fascinating. Do we find this anywhere else? I'm not such a big bucky, but I'm not aware that if a person learns Hilchos Tefillin, we consider it as if they wore tefillin. Or if a person learned the laws of Sukkah, it's ki'ilu they sat in the Sukkah. What's the pshat? Why is it that dafka, when it comes to the world of Kodeshim, if a person learns the halachos of Sefer Vayikra, so it's ke'ilu you are makar of these karbonos. And this may explain why, even though there is no shas, there's no shas bavli on Seder Taros, there is shas bavli on Seder Kodshim. Because from this perspective, Seder Kodshim is halacha l'maisa. When we learn it, it's if we're makar of it. The question is why. That's number one. Second issue, take you to another Gemara, a Gemara Bab Metzia. This is a Gemara Bab Metzia on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. And its parallel is also a Gemara in Sota, where it's expanded slightly, where the Gemara tells us that when it comes to davening, and something we're lacking and missing sorely right now, that means davening in a shul, Tefillah B'tzibur, there's something called Schar Psios. Anybody know what is Schar Psios? Anybody know what that is? Schar Psios. Schar Psios. Pei Samach Ayin Posea Lifsoa. Pei Samach Ayin.
I'm blanking.
Anybody know what is Schar Psios? Schar Psios means reward for taking stretches with your feet. Using your feet. The Gemara says that when it comes to going to a Beis HaKnesses, you get schar psius just for walking there. That's the din. Now, it's true, there is a mention in Pirkei Avos about schar psius for Talmud Torah, but tefillah seems to be unique, and it's actually quoted in the Magen Avraham. Who's the Magen Avraham? Does anybody know who the Magen Avraham was? What's that? Yes, he's a very important Achron. His name is Rav Avram Abela Gombiner from the 17th century in Poland. He has a very, very important commentary on the side of the Shulchan Aruch and Orach Chaim. That's right. He's made famous, Rav Shechter would say, he's made famous by the Mishnah Berurah. So the Magen Avram, says that this is in Simen Tzadi in Sifkat and Chaf Beis. Magen Avram says something fascinating. If you have a shul close by, and then you have a shul that's farther away, the din is that there's a hidr, says the Magen Avram, to daven in the farther away shul. Fascinating. My high. Schar psios. Interesting. Yeah, that's what he says, halacha lemaisa. Now, there are obviously many other factors that go into that question about whether or not it's preferable to daven in a close-by shul, which nusach you daven, and where you're going to have better kavana. But all things being equal, the Magen Avraham says you're better off davening in a farther shul. You're better off walking. When we grew up, my brother and I used to walk with my father to shul Shabbos morning. We used to pass like four shuls every Shabbos to get to our shtibo. Magen Avraham says it's a hinder, because he gets schar psius. So could you explain that to me? What kind of a din is that? That it's better to walk farther. Strange din. Very strange din. And then the last issue, it comes to a Mishnah, which you see on the screen here now. It's a Mishnah Maseches Vachim on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Mishnah tells us, L'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach. Every carbon, there is a requirement, lechatchila at least, to shecht it for six kavanas, for six lishmas. L'shem zevach, l'shem zoveach, l'shem hashem, l'shem ishim, l'shem reach, l'shem nichoach, and for achatas and ashim is l'shem chet. You see it on the screen here? You see the Mishnah? The Gemara then goes on to tell you that this is la'afuke, something which is in the beginning of the Masechta. Initially here it's telling us a proactive requirement, that when you have a karban ola, you have a special requirement to think, to have kavana as a kohen, or oved, according to the Psak Halacha, although there's one opinion that the Bailam plays a role in this as well, but that opinion is rejected in the Gemara, that your kavana is supposed to be l'shem zevach. This is an ola, you have to have kavana l'shem ola. If this is a shlamim, you have to have kavana l'shem shlamim. L'shem zoveach, same thing, you have to have kavana. This shlamim belongs to Dani, so this is what we would call shlamim shel Dani. And that's a special proactive kavana. It's a lot of kavanas. How many other mitzvahs do you know where you have to have six kavanas in that mitzvah?
Probably none.
Yeah, it's very unusual. And then the Rambam in Hilchas Psula HaMukdashim at the beginning of Perakid Gimel tells us the opposite of this. And that is that if a person, and this is the first Mishnah in Maseches Vachim, it's the first Mishnah Maseches Menachos, if a person does not follow this formula, and instead they have kavanos for something else, that could potentially ruin your karban. There are different kinds of problematic elements here. So I'm going to put it on the screen here for a second. You're going to see this Rambam is in Hilchos Psuli HaMukdashin. That's Avoda Psuli HaMukdashin. We're on, if you're looking on the screen, it's on Hebrew books. We thank them very much. Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, Shalosh machshavas hein sheposlenes karbonos. There are three machshavas that pasel karbonos. Ve'elu hein, and these are they. Machshavas shinei Hashem, the thought of Shinoi Hashem. What does Shinoi Hashem mean? Changing the name of the carbon. So if the Kohen has the machshava that this is a chatas, when in fact, when it was designated by the Bailam, by the owners, it was designated as an ola, it affects the carbon. Now, every carbon is affected differently. The beginning of the Masechta tells us in Zvachim, but it affects the carbon potentially to the level of psul. It's at least lo ola levayi b'shem chova, but it potentially is pasling. Says the Rambam further, u'machsheves hamak u'machsheves hazman. By the way, within the realm of Shinoi Hashem, we could break that down into a second category, which the Rambam talks about a little bit, which is not just Shinoi Kodesh, changing the name of the carbon, but even Shinoi Bailam is problematic in some circumstances. There's a big difference, the Gemara says at the beginning of Svachim, between Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailam, but those are both problematic machshavas, and the Rambam categorizes them together with machshavas hamakom and machshavas hazman. What is machshavas hazman? When a person has kavana to zrika sadam, let's say, after this man, or to eat a portion of the carbon, let's say a shlamim, you have 2 days to eat it, you decide when you shecht the carbon, you're going to shecht it with the intent of eating from the shlamim in 3 days, after it's already become nosar. Anybody know what is the name? There's a special name for that psul of shinui, of the machshava of the zman. Anybody know what that's called? That's right. That's pigul. Now, there's a lower category. That's machshavas hamakom, if you intend to eat it in a place that's inappropriate. But the Rambam, and this is a very important categorization. You know, the Rambam was a very precise taxonomist. The Rambam includes the machshavas shinei Hashem, which is shinei kodesh and shinei bailim, changing the title of the carbon or changing of the owner of the carbon, under the same heading as machshavas pigul. Machshavas pigul, that's like an atomic bomb on your carbon. That creates a chi of kares, potentially, Rachman l'san, if somebody eats that later. That's like nuclear. And the Rambam includes machshavas shinei Hashem as a nuclear psul in your carbon. So that, when you learn Zvachim, that's an important ha'ara in terms of how to invest lishma. And that perhaps, if you look at the Briska Rav and others, they have a discussion about this. The first thing we said is that there's a Mishnah Daf Memav that says you need to create lishma for your carbon. And now we're saying, if you damage lishma of your carbon, it's very serious. It could potentially ruin your carbon. So I want to understand, why is this so important? Why is it so fundamental? Do we have other mitzvahs? This is a general question, whether or not the laws of Lishma carry over from Kachim to other areas of Halacha. This question about Shinui Kodesh and Lishma, let's say when you're making tzitzis, what if you have Machsheva Shalol Lishma mixed in with your tzitzis, Lishma and Shalol Lishma? It's a big discussion, Achronim. But do we... Think about it. Do we have other areas of halacha where the lishma plays such a central, crucial role? Interesting. Yes, gittin, the lishma, is a requirement. It's a tanai, but would you say that it is as significant as in the role here in gittin? You're right. It does need to be lishma. And there are many mitzvahs that require lishma. But shalol lishma, is that a posel to the same extent? Do we have that many halachos? Pigul, it seems to be that there is a much more sensitive, heightened consciousness when we talk about lishma in the realm of kachim, as opposed to other areas of halacha. Again, I'm not saying that there isn't a din of lishma in other places, like there's a din of lishma potentially in baking matzahs, or at least some level of lishma, right? Gittin, there's a requirement of lishma. Tzitzis is lishma. Ksiva Sefer Torah is lishma. These are all discussed. But would you say that the lishma, the kavana, Ksiva Sefer Torah, is used the same emphasis? Or it's a tanai in the ksiva? Whereas when it comes to this element of of Kachim, the Mishnah on Memvav really seems to emphasize the proactive, positive requirement for Lishma when it comes to Karbanos. So we have three issues on the table. The first one is this idea of learning Kachim and Vayikra is as if you were Makriv a Karban. The second is the issue of Schar Psias going to a Beis HaKnesses. And the third issue is this point about the role, the central role that Machshava plays in the realm of Kachim. Beseder? So what would you say if we can answer these three questions with one Yesod? It would be worth coming tonight, no? Let's see if we can do that. So, one place to think about this is to open up, actually, the beginning of Nechama Leibowitz's Parsha Essays. Because she surveys a bunch of Rishonim on a very basic question at the beginning of the Parsha, which is the role of Karbanos. Why? For what reason did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the world of Karbanos in the first place? So she quotes the Rambam's opinion and others' opinions, but I want to focus specifically on the Ramban's opinion. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with the Ramban's opinion, but it's kedai to read this essay just so you'll have a broader perspective on the role of Karbanos in general in preparation for the Parsha. But the Ramban has a very specific focus as to understanding why it is that we offer Karbanos. Right? The Ramban says that when a person is makriv a karban, so what do? They take an animal, and they first have to do smicha on the animal, b'chol kocha, with their hands. Then they have to recite, in the case of a chatas, for example, they have to recite vidui. Then they have to burn the animal on the mizbeach. And the Ramban's line is, k'day, sheyachshov odem ba'asoso kol eile, kichata lelokav begufo v'nafsho v'rolo, sheyishofech domo v'yisorv gufo lulei chesed abori shalokach mimenu tmura. A person has to see it as if they themselves are going through this experience. Kedei sheyachshov adam ba'asoso kol eile. The Ramban says that yes, we need to go through the processes of the Karbanos. And these processes, because they are in the domain, in the precincts of the Ribono Shel Olam's Hashras Hashchina, they are extremely regulated. They are very precise. That's why they have so many rules. But the Ikar, says the Ramban, it's not so much the procedure. It's an animal. It's an animal, sof kol sof. What's the main thing? That the person should internalize a message. The Ikar for the Ramban, the purpose of the Karbanos, is so that we should think, that we should meditate on this, that we should focus on it. It's an inner idea. It's one that relates to our thoughts, our attitude, our motivation. When we see, Rachmon al-Tzlan, a person has to bring a Karban Chatas, when they see that animal thrown in the fire, they think, oy vavoy. You know, it doesn't mean they have to say Birchas HaGomel. You know, when you see your pants in the washing machine going in a circle, you don't say, woo, thank God I'm not in my pants right now. I mean, it is good that you're not in the washing machine. You don't say Birchas HaGomel. But when you see that animal hukrav on the Mizbeach, the Ramban says, you're supposed to think. It's supposed to make a roshim on you, on your personality. If this Ramban is the way that we look at the world of Karbanos, then it totally changes the focus from being an experience which is oriented to the Maisa. Rather, it's one that's oriented to the Machshava. And the truth is that for most people in the world, unless you're a Kohen who's Ovid, and the Kohanim usually only work 2 weeks a year plus holidays, you're not doing the actual avoda, but when you bring a karban, you're thinking about it. The Bailam don't even go to the Maisa avoda at all. They stay away. They can't be next to the Mizbeach. But the Bailam, they have to be affected by it. If we go back to that Gemara, in the end of Menachos, you see that back on the screen now, the end of Menachos. Misasek b'kodshi mispasol. You know that if you accidentally do something without thinking in the world of Chulin, it's not ideal, but in the world of Chulin, it's kosher. So let's say, a woman who uses the mikvah trips and falls into the mikvah. She has no intention of getting wet at all. She fell in. So according to most Rishonim, she was tovel in the mikvah. That's sufficient. Same thing if Misasek, the Rashba writes in the Tshuva that if somebody who's not Jewish or a katan or anybody or an animal kicked your brand new pot into the mikvah and it was submerged under the water, it's kosher. It's kosher. But not kodshim. Because kodshim without an awareness, that's not avoda. That's not affecting you on a personal level. You're not even aware. Misasik means you have no idea. Shechita, the Gemara says, l'shem bakar. Why, Talmud Lomar, lirtzonchem tizbachu, ledaitchem sivchu. And that's why earlier in the Gemara same says, what's the purpose of bringing this carbon to Ribono Shel Olam? Is he hungry, kivyachol? What are you talking about? Shemel Tomar, five lines up in the Gemara, la'achila lutzarech. The Ribono Shel Olam needs, he's hungry, he needs a sandwich. Talmud Lomar, im arev, im eroev, lo omar loch, ki li tevel umaloa. What do you need? The Ribono Shel Olam needs nothing. Rather, Lo amarti aleichem zivchu kedei shetomar eser ritzono v'yaser ritzoni. Lo l'ritzoni atem zovchem, el l'ritzonchem atem zovchem. Shenemar l'ritzonchem tizbachu. Boshom says, I'm doing you a favor that you can do my ratzon. So is this a din in the maisa? Or is the idea of the ratzon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to want to do it? He wants us to pay attention to it. He wants us to be motivated for it. Because he doesn't need it. The mises is lacking any meaning to put food on a fire, kivyachol, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obviously, it's ridiculous. So what is it? It's the ratzon. Hashem says, I'm giving you a chance to show that you want to be close to me. The word karban means lehiskarev. That's the Ramban's Yisod. That's what we take away from this Gemara. So if the Ikar of a Karban is the Ratzon HaPnimi, it's our inner volition to follow what Hashem gives us as an opportunity to connect to Him, to be Miskarev to Him, then certainly it's that inner voice, it's that inner experience that matters most. It's the Machshava, which is the Ikar. Rachmana Liba Boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our heart. He wants our motivation. He wants our attention, not to be misasek. If this yisod is true, perhaps then we can address the three questions we started with. We wondered, why is it that in the realm of karbonos, if you learn an ola, if you learn a mincha, you're ki'ilu makriv, an ola and a mincha? It's not true for tefillin. Yeah, because tefillin, you need to do that maisa to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mechanism of connecting to the channel of Or Ein Sof through tefillin is by putting the tefillin on your arm. Obviously, kavana is important in every mitzvah, and we should have kavana, and there's even a shiloh whether mitzvah srichas kavana, whether it's ma'akiv in the kiyama mitzvah. But that is a mitzvah befoal. But the ikar of karbonos then is different because the carbon is the ikar in the machshava, the thought that we want to come close to Hashem, that we want to bring our ratzon in line with His ratzon, that we want to pay attention to Him and be close to Him. So that, on some level, you can accomplish by learning. Because the ikar isn't the din and the maisa. The ikar is in wanting to be close. We wondered why it is that machshava and kodshim is so sensitive that if a person thinks about eating it in the wrong place or at the wrong time, that passels a karban. Right? That's amazing. The regular Shalom Lishma of tzitzis and tefillin, writing the tzitzis, tying the tzitzis, or writing the tefillin, that's standard Shalom Lishma if you have some other kavana. Here, it's very sensitive. If you think I'm going to eat it on Tuesday instead of eating on a Monday, the carbon is pigle. It creates an Isser Kares. What do you mean? It was in my mind. Nothing happened in the world around us, in the physical realm. The answer is, that's because it's all in the mind. It's all in the machshava. It's all in the ratzon. And that's why, l'shem shishin dvar mazevach nizbach, there's a huge emphasis on motivation, on intention. And that's why, if a person has the wrong intention, even subtly, it passes the carbon. And now, we can think about perhaps the schar psios. Because bizman hazeh, we don't have, unfortunately, the zechus of offering the karbonos. So we say, unishalma farm sfasenu. Instead, our sfasayim, our mouths, take the place of the parim, of the karbonos, the actual physical karbonos. So how can it be, unishalma farm sfasenu? Same point. The ikar of the karbon was the person's experience in their own soul, said the Ramban. It was what I think. So the same way that the avodah of the karbon was becoming closer to Hashem through this experience, so that's what tefillah is about. That's why the Gemara says in Brachos that one of the opinions of the Gemara is that tefillos were keneged karbonos. So we daven shachris mincha in the afternoon, morning and afternoon, like the Talmud Shal Shachar, Talmud Shal Bein Rabbayim, and at night it's keneged hekta chalav veivarim. So when it comes to tefillah, the ikar, as we say in Shulchan Aruch, tov ma'at bekavana meharbe shalom bekarvana. If you had to choose between rattling off a lot of words or saying a few words with a lot of kavana, what would you choose? The second one. When it comes to a regular mitzvah, with it's a din in the ma'isa, well, the more ma'isa, the better. I don't have so much kavana. Okay, but the ma'isa is the ikar. When it comes to tefillah, it's hafuch. The kavana is the ikar, because the tefillah is like the karbon. That's why that same Gemara in the end of Menachos says it really doesn't matter on some level whether you bring a par as an ola or you bring a mincha offering. A par, you know, cost you $1,200. A mincha cost you, you know, $12 or $5. Doesn't matter whether you're an ani or an ashir. Doesn't matter how big it is. Uvilvad, said the Gemara, that same Gemara at the end of Menachos, shiachavein libo lashamayim. That you have kavanas halev, that's the ikar. Ninth the maisa, the ikar is the kavana. And isn't that the pshat for tefillah? The ikar of tefillah is rachmana libabai. That's why that old story of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, the Baal Shem hears the shepherd, and all he hears is the aleph beis. The shepherd is standing in the shul saying, aleph, beis, gimel. And the Baal Shem HaKadosh turns to his chassid and he says, you hear that? It's the highest prayer. It's the most beautiful. It's the deepest tefillah. What are you talking about? He didn't say Shevach. He didn't say Hodah. He didn't say Baruch Atah. So you're right. The Maisa is not exact. But what's the Ikar of tefillah? What do we call tefillah? The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to daven every day based on the Sefri. U'la'avdo b'chol levavchem. It's avodah shebelev. That's very much in line with the din of Kodshim Bechlal. Kodshim is about the avoda in your lave. Yes, of course, there are specifications on the Maisa level, but the main purpose is, the Ramban says, that it should affect us personally in thinking about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I once saw a word, I forget where this is, somewhere in the Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Huttner suggests, well then, if the purpose of tefillah is about coming closer to Hashem, the act of hiskarvus, like the word korban, coming closer, then actually the concept of schar psios makes a lot of sense. Because it's not about the pu'ula, the action, the maisa of saying words of davening. It's bringing ourselves closer to Hashem. The words are one expression of that. But therefore, said Rav Huttner, an amazing vart, when it comes to davening, the main thing is bringing ourselves closer to Hashem. Well, the act of walking to shul, therefore, is part of the process of coming closer to Hashem. Just like saying the words bring us closer to Hashem. So Rav Huner suggested only in tefillah do you have this concept of schar psios. Because tefillah is a unique concept of avoda of hiskarvus, of bringing us closer to Hashem. So that takes the form of saying words, and it takes the form of walking. Says the Magen Avraham, therefore, better walk to a further shul, all things being equal. Why? Because you're moving toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, now we understand it beautifully. Is it real? When we say schar psios, does it mean schar because you took one more step? Yes, it does. But what's the reason? Probably because when you walk longer to shul, it gives you more time to prepare yourself mentally. Like the Chassidim HaRishonim HaYu Shon Shal Achas, when it takes you longer to get to shul, you have an opportunity to focus, to have kavana, to anticipate this idea of hiskarvus, of coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the truth is, Chevra, Vayikra now has more resonance with us than it ever did in the world. It used to be people would say, oh, how can I connect to Sefer Vayikra? It's so abstract. It's so distant. So many of the pu'ulas are different, but the heart of it is actually now more relevant and more resonant. Because right now, guys, we can't do a lot of the pu'ulos. We can't go to shul and we can't meet in person with this chavrusa. And we can't do that act of chesed. We can call people on the phone. We should and must do the various things that we can. But what we can do is so much more limited now, especially in the realm of tefillah. Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu. So you could say, oh, what do we do now? The answer is hafuch. Now that we understand that the ikar of tefillah is the inner voice, it's that personal motivation to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that takes center stage, especially when we strip away the outside elements, the elements of sitting next to the guy in shul and going and being a part of, you know, now what am I left with? Just me and my inner voice. You know, I don't know if you guys have this, but in our house, there's a guest room in the basement that is now called Anshe Motel. Because we have one son, his name is Aryeh Mordechai. My grandfather, Zichron Levracha, his name was Max Motel. So the kids decided we're calling it Anshe Motel. That's the davening room. There's no minyan, there's the chairs, there's sidurim, there's talesim, there's a table, but there's no minyan. So what do we have? What we have is our avoda pnimis. The same way that even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we still have the inner avoda. The same thing is true now. We don't have a Mikdash Ma'at, we can't go to shul, but we still have the ikar avoda. We still have the avoda shebelev. And so thinking this week with Parshas Vayikra, how do we take a moment to have a little extra kavana for davening? Maybe I could daven slower now. You know, when we daven in shul, it's like the metro. Recently, I took the metro downtown for the first time. It used to be, I would say, it was like the metro north, but that was a New York reference. I can't use that anymore. So now it's like taking the metro downtown. Stop! Then the chaz, you know, the guy gets off. He has a little cap. By Sfardim, it's not like that. It's much better. But by Ashkenazim, by us, the davening is like the Amtrak. Now you daven at home, there's no Amtrak. There's no Amtrak, there's no pace, there's no clock. You just daven at your own pace. So is it a chisaron that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash? Of course a chisaron. Is it a chisaron that we don't have the Beis HaKnesses? Of course a chisaron. The Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Ma'at. We're missing that. But what's the Ikar? It's the Avoda Shebelev. It's the Kavana. And that we have an opportunity to do this week. Whether it's putting our finger on the place, maybe for a bracha and Shmon Esrei, whether it's davening a little more slowly, maybe it's saying a little extra part of the davening that we're not used to davening, maybe it's saying the Sheish Zechiros afterwards, which is about remembering. This is an opportunity to reinforce our kavana, our avodas halev, our focus, which is what the Ramban says that Sefer Vayikra and the Karbonos are all about. Halavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the merit of our Neshalma Par Mitzvaseinu, will be Moshia us from this difficult sorrow that we're in right now and struggling with, but we can use this as an opportunity to refocus on the main purpose of the Avoda, Bechlal.